ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الحدة ضرب من الجنون، لأن صاحبها يندم، فإن لم يندم فجنونه مستحكم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Anger is a kind of madness, because the victim to it repents afterwards. If he does not repent, his madness is confirmed."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, Imam Ali alayhi salam is one of the most beautiful personalities in the history of Islam, most probably only following the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. We find that this personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly universal. Universal in the sense that it can withstand the waves of time and era. The things which Imam Ali alayhi salam stood for as far as his personality, his morals, his ethics, his statements, his words of wisdom, his actions,
they all transcend time. And we find that even to the present day, they are practical and they are statements and words of wisdom which can guide us even in this present day, despite the passing of thousands of years. One of the things that we find is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, was a part, and that more so an integral part, of the early battles in the defense of Islam. Now, of course, as in any war, you have two sides that are fighting one another. And when it comes to the divinely appointed imams, we find that the battles that occurred between the imams and the governmental establishments or the opposition, we find that this is a battle between truth and falsehood. In the modern era, there are many times where this is not the case. Many times, both sides are the sides of falsehood that are fighting one another. But even in the present day, yes, there are certain situations where we find that the side of truth is fighting with the side of falsehood. Now, as in any war, you have people that are killed, you have people that are martyred, and you have people that are captives. But here, it's really interesting. So in a war, a captive or a prisoner of war is usually probably one of the worst things that can possibly happen to an individual. I mean, if you win, of course you win. You are victorious. What can be better than that? But on the other hand, if you lose, either you die or you are martyred or you're wounded. But the worst possible scenario is for you to be captured by the enemy, and that too by an enemy who is merciless, who has no mercy, who has no compassion, who has no kindness towards you as an individual. Now, this kind of captive is really something, as we said, that is not preferable. It is quite a bad situation to be in. Well, Imam Ali alayhi salam here talks about a different kind of captive. He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, if you extend your hand in need towards another person, you will certainly become their captive. Allahu Akbar. When we think of the word captive, we only think of a prisoner of war, or we only think of an individual who is in shackles, an individual who is in chains, an individual who has become enslaved or is imprisoned. And here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, this same kind of an individual who is chained and enslaved and is imprisoned, this kind of a condition for a human being will come about if they extend their hand in begging towards another person. And so, dear friends, begging from another person, humiliating one's self, degrading one's self-respect and one's self-honor and one's dignity in order to acquire some kind of financial or material aspect or means, this degrading of yourself and one's self leads to one becoming a captive, a prisoner, somebody who has become imprisoned by the other person. So if you truly want to be free, then you must turn towards Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, for all of our needs. But of course, we have to work hard to attain our needs. And only then will we be able to live freely, with freedom and with independence. A very profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRive English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
He was a man of taqwa, God consciousness, epitomized in all his actions and words. He would define taqwa as ta'atun lil jaleel, obedience to the Almighty, wa'amalun bil tanzeel, and to work with whatever has been revealed, wal isti'dad li yawm al-rahil, and to be prepared for the day of qiyamah. He was a man that was not only born in the house of Allah, martyred in the house of Allah, but he was all the epitome of tawheed and the oneness of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. The voice of human justice. The man who would seek to implement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws everywhere around, wherever he would deal with people. Once he saw, whilst walking with Qambar, a family that were in distress. He went to help this particular lady with her orphans. He prepared the food for them. He played with the children. And when Qambar, his servant, said, "Oh, Master Ali, why did you do this?" He said, "I saw them crying. I wanted them to be delightful and happy." The father of the orphans, the man of generosity and kindness, the individual who would espouse love, compassion, consideration and servitude towards the others, praised in the Quran, him and his family for giving others what he needed himself. He gave the poor, he gave the captive, and he gave the needy their food on three consecutive days.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.